This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. How's the Cooper Flag watch going right now?
I mean, he's still out the rest of the
day. Kevin, I'm so sorry.
He might be out for a long time. I don't know. And I still said that one weird thing in the 12.
If you haven't heard it, you can go back on the Twitch and YouTube. And you can go back on the Odyssey app listen back to hear what Kevin said.
Yeah. Right past noon.
That was unfortunate.
And only in color.
And honestly, the first half of that segment, I really just broke down. I was stumbling over more words, yelling. It was a catastrophe.
It was, but you know what? I'm proud of you for powering through and understanding the situation that even if Cooper Flag is done for the rest of the year, it's all going to be okay.
Especially if we win a cup because of it.
Justin Thomas, the golfer. And I'm not talking golf here. I want everybody to know. I'm not talking golf, so don't be like, oh,
did you think they were about to tune out?
I got
to
click it off. Who's clicking on the radio anymore? Justin Thomas is 31 years old. He has done a lot of things in his life. You watch the what was the show? Full Swing.
I still never saw
it. If you watch that, you get to see that dude lives a fantastic life of golf. However, there are things that he's never experienced because as a great golfer, I mean, we've seen it, John Daly, you make sure you put in your body the right things, John Daly. You make sure that you're...
Is that what we would say?
It is a temple that you are fueling, all right? Okay. And sometimes fuel is cigarettes and whiskey, all right? Sometimes it's vodka and tea and Arnold Palmer's. Sometimes it's very good, clean salads. It all depends on the type of fuel that specific body needs.
Okay.
Justin Thomas has never experienced a cake pop.
My kid loves it.
So good.
Oh my God, dude. That's unbelievable. I've never had a cake pop in my life.
Yeah. Welcome to the real world.
Oh, we already took a bite. Cheers, man.
Max Homa and him
loved that.
They had it, and he goes, "Welcome to the real world." Whenever he said Max Homa said, "Welcome to the real world," and I love that line. What is the thing that you got in on too late, or that you were like, "Where has this thing been all my life? This is all I want now."
You probably won't be surprised to know this, since I've told you about my gym habits in the past. It is the wireless earbuds.
Oh, yes.
I was one of the, if not the last adopter of that in my gym. I still had the wired headphones that would connect into my phone and everything like that. And my wife and Brandon were also like...
I think Carter just saluted you back there.
They would dunk on me all of the time. It's dumb, and be like, yeah. No, you can just... And I was like, hold on. So they're not connected to anything. I can just listen, and it's amazing. Yeah, they're paired up. Oh, what? And so I was way too late to adopt that.
And when you go to the hotels, like when we go out of town, you can just leave your phone sitting on the counter because those rooms are small. You can just walk around freely, not have to have it in your pocket or anything. Yeah. So that's a good approach to that. From the, somebody texted in, there it is. They texted in and sent me on Facebook. Their wife has a place called Sweets and Treats in McKinney. And it looks like they are getting married on Saturday. So if everything goes well on Saturday, congratulations. If it doesn't.
Ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be in Allen tomorrow.
You were too good for her anyway. Is that how we do this?
It's going to be great.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're going to be in Allen tomorrow, which is close to McKinney at the Dallas Card Show. If you want to bring some stuff by, because I'm sure you're not busy with your wedding or anything, that'd be great.
He sent these pictures of these cake pops, by the way, look fantastic. Yes. And in their picture on Facebook, they look very happy. So I'm hoping that couple
has a great one. From now on, I think you should just be like, good luck. Or like, I'm happy for you. Congratulations. It feels like people don't care for your commentary.
What do you mean?
On people's wedding. Because you just said.
They look happy together.
I know, but you just said if it doesn't work out, you were too good for her. They're not even 50% married.
50% chance.
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't work out, he's going to be upset, right? So that's the thing that you need to tell yourself. She didn't even deserve me anyway, unless you're the one that leaves, and then you're like, that's really rude, you know? Hmm. Hey, things are going to go great this Saturday for y'all. I'm looking forward to y'all's wedding for y'all. And those cake pops look amazing, all right? Cake pops are great. From the IndyCar, Tim does not think so. He said their cake pops are stupid, just eat cake. That's fine. I think they're a little different because they're like more rich. They're not baked all the way through like cake, and sometimes cake can be dry, and I want moist. I like moist. From the 972, I just started using Amazon Prime this past Christmas. It's amazing.
Okay.
That is where I do want to admit. And do you have the My Wife Drop Alec available to you?
Oh, I always have it ready.
All right, here it is. On the fan. Oh,
my wife is stupid.
All right, so that is where Amazon Prime is where that comes from.
Yeah.
We were working nights, and you said Amazon Prime was like $100 a year.
Yes.
We didn't have $100 a year, all right? Like, we were working. I was a night show host, making maybe $20,000. I don't know. And then on top of that, I didn't have anything else really going for me. And so I found out she was spending all of our money on Amazon Prime, but then you were like, but it's free shipping.
Yes.
And I was like, but you're still paying $100. And you're like, but you also get to watch these shows and free shipping. So it makes sense. And I'll be honest, dude, I'm ordering stuff. We're always, why do we even need to go to the store most of the time? Stuff just comes to my doorstep.
And I think we've gone too far to go back, because now if you told me, hey, the thing you order from Amazon is going to be here in 3 days and it's going to ship for $3.99, I'd be like, the hell it is.
Again, what are the things that you got in on too late from the 817 Crocs? I know Chia follows a big Croc wearer. I know he likes to wear some Crocs here and there.
Mm.
My kids love Crocs. Like, they absolutely love wearing Crocs.
They wear socks with their Crocs,
sometimes,
right?
Because they'll stink. But I hate whenever my kid is walking around in his Crocs and no socks because it squeaks in the house. They're like, it's the worst. From the 214, in their mid-20s, they just found sour cream. Now, there are people like Kevin.
Come on.
And then there are people that have an appreciation for food. All right. Sour cream is so useful in so many different products.
I can eat plenty of food.
The white powdery stuff from K-Dog. Who's
no.
that?
No.
You have an appreciation for the white, that stuff there.
Let me ask you a side question to this, because this is a conversation my wife and I may or may not have had. How fast do you think you could get some of that if need be? I don't know any scenario in which you'd probably need it.
Cocaine?
Yeah. But like, or ecstasy or whatever. How fast do you think you could get that if you really wanted it? 2 hours?
I don't know anybody that's ever done those things.
I'll just put a shout out to our audience. What if something happened?
I don't think our audience would know either. We have a good, clean, fun audience out there, Kevin.
You can still be a good, clean person, but maybe not perfect.
From the 817, studies show the leading cause of divorce is, in fact, being married in the first place.
Okay.
Facts.
Actually,
great point.
That actually is a really great point. Nobody gets more divorces than people who are married.
True. That is factual information.
Alex not getting a divorce anytime soon?
From the
some hurdles to
exactly.
clear first.
From the 214, Luigi's flavored ice got some when I had I couldn't eat solids, and they are amazing. I recently got some Luigi's flavored ice. Lucy loves it. Ooh, like that, okay. It's awesome. And then from the 432, I just got on the In-N-Out train. I can't get fast food burgers anywhere else now. In-N-Out is a good burger. I still contend Whataburger is where you go, though.
Yeah, I liked, we had In-N-Out when we were at the Super Bowl in Vegas, maybe.
That was your first time to ever have that?
Yeah, that was the first time I tried it. I thought it was solid, not something I would wait in lengthy lines for.
From the 254, I wish I wasn't married already so I could get my Corey pre-marriage pep talk.
By the way,
I need to go on Cameo or something.
You do.
Start doing these pre-marriage
peppers.
There's
money to be made here, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, just a heads up. If it doesn't work out, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the Cameo is going to be.
Every opportunity creates new opportunities.
You are the prize.
From the 817, Kevin, you're a text and a 35-minute drive away if you want to make it happen.
Oh, my gosh.
I can make it happen in 30 minutes. Definitely within an hour. See? I told you.
Druggy McDrugstein here. Y'all need party favors or what?
See, by the way, those other texts, I 1,000,000% believe are real. The specificity that one person said, you are one text and 35 minutes away from it happening. So, like, that is a very specific thing to say.
From the 817.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
a 90s Cowboys YouTube instant ecstasy. That's true. Man. That is true.
That's true. It's true.
I do appreciate. From the 214, Dirty Dr. Pepper at Sonic.
What is that?
I don't know. But does it have pickle juice in it or something? Is that the one, the Dr. Pepper and pickle juice or whatever it is? Tell me what a Dirty Dr. Pepper is at Sonic.
I don't know what
so that
is.
We can know. Yeah. But these are, again, things you hop in on too late in life that you're like, whoa, where has this been? The other thing I wanted to get to in the C block today, Kevin, is this culture clash. You know who Jim Rice is?
Yeah, the old baseball player.
What do you consider Jim Rice a good all-time player?
Yes, very much so.
1978 AL MVP, batted .315, 46 home runs, 139 RBI. 8-time All-Star, 4-time all-total bases leader, which means he was hitting a lot. 3-time all AL home run leader. I said all AL.
You don't hear that total bases winner as much, do you?
.298 hitter with a .121 OPS in his career. Now, OPS plus, by the way. He was, according to the Boston Globe, sitting around having some coffee while batting practice was happening. And one of the players turned around and started exiting the batting cage and saw Jim Rice and walked over to him and started asking him about his own swing.
Okay.
Hey, like, do you have any assignments for me? Do you have any things? Do you have any thoughts on my swing? And
smart.
He obviously, Jim Rice, one of the greatest hitters of all time, said, sure, let me start telling you what I think you can do to help your swing out. A staffer for the Red Sox told Rice that his advice did not align with the organization's hitting approach.
Oh, jeez.
And that he should just kind of ignore all the information that was just given by Jim Rice. Jim Rice, in turn, said, well, here's his quote. It was something I didn't like because I felt like I was disrespected. I didn't throw myself on anyone. I'm sitting down having coffee. Nobody's bothering me. Someone comes over and asks me a question. What am I supposed to say? I didn't go and get this kid.
Yeah.
I didn't go and bring this kid and say, hit like this. He came over to me and talked to me. So what did he tell the staffer whenever the staffer said, that doesn't align with us? Jim Rice said, did you play baseball? And the staffer said, no. And he said, then you can't talk to me.
Oh, no.
Look at the monitor, do what you do, and don't talk to me. Oh, so
yikes.
Yeah. I mean, I do always hate the, hey, did you do this? Yeah. If you didn't, you can't. But he's right. He was one of the best of all time.
See, okay. But I would prefer if he said, are you in the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
Because then, like, you have to assume that answer would still be no. And you could stick with the same basic point.
Stamp. Now, that being said, as a father, I have always, if my kid's coach is telling him something, I go with what the coach says, if the coach is smart. Like, if it's just a dad that's out there kind of like, you know, just doing his thing, then I'm like, all right, I'm going to work on these things with you.
But you're also the one who's made the determination of
whether or not they're smart. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because I'm smarter than most of the
people okay.
on the planet.
Wow.
There's a lot of people on the planet. I'm sure I'm smarter than some of them.
You said most of them.
Anyway, but I usually don't mess with it because they're trying to get guys to do certain things. They want them to do it a certain way, and that's the approach they want them to have. So if that is the approach, I agree with it. Jim Rice probably should know the approach of the team. If he's going to be around the team, he should know what the team's trying to accomplish.
Sure.
If he's going to be a special advisor to the GM or whatever it is, and I don't know what his role is, they invited him out. They should probably say, hey, here's some things that we're trying to do. Now, that being said, him being a guy who's like, I'm a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters of all time, just let him talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, let him have that conversation. Yeah. There's plenty to learn from people like that. He's gone through the experience and the failures and the successes. If he's going to offer that information up, let him. Now, if he's going to go, but you kids aren't tough because y'all don't do these things like we did in my day, then you can just be like, ignore that. But the other part about hitting, there's probably some really good lessons from him that you just told him to ignore.
That is tough to come up there and be like, hey, I know you made the Hall of Fame and that's neat, but that doesn't align with our hitting philosophies. That is a weird take.
From the 817, I'm getting married in 4 months. I would like to sign up for Corey's marriage advice seminar. I feel like
he's
I got
been
pretty
married
good,
for,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm almost,
no, 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 no,
I'm
no.
about to hit 20 years.
Hold on, wait. We're conflating two things, all right? Corey's marriage advice, yes, I do think you should be on for that. I just don't think it's the Corey marriage pep talk that you should sign up for. Yeah, you've been married almost 20 years. Absolutely. Listen to your advice. Pep talk.
I gave myself the same pep talk before I got married. Guess what? 20 years in almost. This year will be 19, I believe, right?
Did you also have a friend ready to
How long have
away?
I known you?
Yeah, it'll be 19.
19 years. What did you say?
Do you have a friend ready to get you the hell out of there if need be?
You're there. Oh, at my wedding?
Yeah.
That I didn't invite you to?
That's true.
I had known you for 2 weeks.
Still happened.
I should have known we were going to be friends like this. My buddy did tell me right before the wedding. My best man did tell me. Car's outside. But he knew. Like, he'd been through the entire experience with her and me. So he knew that there was no way. But he was like, but I think it's the best man's job to say, hey, I'm here for you. Just like her maid of honor is there for her, right?
Yeah.
Best man is there for you.
I don't know, because I've not been in those rooms. I don't know if the women have that same conversation.
I feel like they should be. No, but they're there for them.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you on your special day, and I'm here if you need anything, you let me know.
Yeah, women need help.
With everything, dude.
No, because of
pickle jars.
Because of how complex wedding dresses have gotten.
Things that are high.
Sometimes they need help. Using the bathroom in their wedding dress.
Yes, everybody has to go so they can lift up that huge undercarriage thing. And then they're like, oh, now I got to change into another dress. You ever notice that? They always change into a different dress. They're like, hey, this is a different version because now we're going to go dance and stuff. What are you talking about? I only have one tux.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, will Josh Smith once again be the ultimate utility player plus playoff teams that won't make it this season? All of it next, right here on The Fan.
Runner at second, two men out. Full count here to Josh Smith, the pitch. And that's cranked to deep right field. Rayleigh going back. It's in the corner. It's over the wall. Home run for Josh Smith. A line drive, two-run shot that ties this game at two.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Will Josh Smith once again be the ultimate utility player? Plus, we want to throw out some playoff teams that were there last year. Not going to be back this year. But, Corey, this is an update to a story that I think you brought up like a week or two ago. The Tampa Bay Rays, citing hurricanes and cost delays, are not going to proceed with the development of their $1.3 billion baseball stadium. I'm not saying that cost delays, especially time delays based on the hurricane, is not a valid reason. That's a totally valid reason. But I think the issue is you brought up that Major League Baseball already kind of wanted Stuart Sternberg to sell the team.
Yes.
And so when he said this today, I feel like that's probably not going to help.
Yeah, no, it definitely isn't going to be a helpful situation. That's they want action to happen quickly. And they're like, look, the other owners, they can get their stuff done. Why can't you? If you want to be in on part of the sharing process of this, you have to accomplish what you tell us you're going to set out to do. There is a standard that all the owners are pretty much held to. Not every one of them meets that all the time, but
sure,
they get away with some things here and there. But if all the other owners are looking at it saying, that was my big question about it initially, was Rob Manfred can just lean on somebody and go, you're not doing good enough? But it sounds like it's more the everybody in the group saying, hey, we need more out of them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, makes sense as to why Oakland moved. Like, I know what was going on there, but they were like, we have to find a better situation that is more valuable to Major League Baseball overall. So for Tampa, that is a very interesting thing, and I wonder how things are going to fall as we go along.
Now, for Josh Smith in particular, this is something that we've wanted to talk about for a while. Luckily, and this is a really cool thing for Josh Smith, it didn't feel as time sensitive. You know, like, there obviously in years past, you might have been like, hey, we need to get to that Josh Smith story just in case, like, you know, he got sent down to the minors or whatever. That's no longer a thought that's even crossing anybody's mind. So we have the opportunity to kind of hold this for about a week or so. But do you guys envision Josh Smith once again being the ultimate utility player, not only because of his versatility, but because, like Boach has told us in the past, his bat will necessitate him staying in the lineup?
He is he could play every position. Not the best. Like, I would probably say
that's fair.
Duran might be better suited for left field than him.
He's had a tough spring, but yeah.
But again, whenever your bat is Josh Smith type and it's consistent, you're on base, you give yourself opportunities to run the bases and score, coaches find reasons to put you on the field.
Yeah.
And they will continue to do that. And the way that this isn't just a bunch of guys that are all Wyatt Langford's age. There are a bunch of guys on this team that are older and should need some time. I know Marcus Semien wants to play every day, but you don't have to.
Sure.
This is very much what's going on with Tom Thibodeau in New York, and Bridges is like, hey, dude, we don't have to play all the minutes. And he's like, but I want to win. And he's like, no, our team's deep enough that we can win while that's happening.
Do you think Thibodeau's like, have you ever seen my coaching career?
Exactly. Probably. Yeah.
This is what I do.
I wear down my players until the playoffs, and then they're dead by the time they get there, and that's why we can't go any further.
But with
Josh Smith, because he can play lots of positions, he's a good defender. We saw multiple plays at third base last year, and then he's got a little pop, not a lot, but he was opportunistic with some of his home runs last year. But the biggest part was he just kept getting on base. So today Adolis needs a day off. I'm going to put him at designated hitter, and I'm going to put Josh Smith out in right field. Again, you have lots of other outfielders you can use, but it's your super utility fielder. And Kevin, there were times in the World Series back in 10 and 11 where we were throwing up, like, Herman was going up to the plate, and you're like, really, this guy?
Yeah.
I feel a lot more comfortable if I have to pinch hit or pinch run a Josh Smith. Early in Josh Smith's career, he had some blunders on the bases, but he's grown and he's gotten better since then. He's becoming a better player. I don't know, though. My big question is, will he ever be a starter? Can he be a starter for another team and be even more successful? Because if he's a career utility guy, they don't make much money, and it feels like he's going to want more than that. But for this year alone, this is a really good opportunity for him.
See, I've been trying to figure that out, because what position would you go at? Because I don't think you would go at DH, even though he had a hell of a year last year. Maybe not the pop that you're necessarily looking for from your DH. And you talked about how he's such a great player to have on the roster, because he is so either competent to above average at multiple positions. But I don't know how many of those positions where you would be like, that's going to be our guy every day.
One of the other things too, Kevin, when we were talking about Dane Dunning earlier.
He kind of reminds me of Dane Dunning a little bit.
Dane Dunning told us legitimately, wherever Boach needs me, wherever Mad Dog wants me. By the way, Mad Dog is Mike Maddox. Wherever they want me, I'll be. If they want me to start, bullpen, close, whatever it is, I'll do it. And Josh Smith's the same way. And somebody texted in, I really thought this was a very smart text. Thank you, texters, for being smart. They said, the culture that Bochy and Chris Young have built is the reason Dane Dunning will do anything. And he's right. Or whoever texted that is definitely right. The whole mentality is win today's game. Bochy's told us that every time. I'm trying to figure out how to win today's game. And if it takes me moving Corey Seager to this in order to make that happen, I'll do it.
Right.
Whatever it takes to win the game. And the whole mentality percolates throughout the entire clubhouse. All of those guys are willing to sacrifice a little bit of this so that they can carry that trophy at the end of the season. That's what they really want, ultimately. So that's why you see guys like Josh Smith fit in and stick around and be part of it, because they're good enough, but they also fit a role.
Now, one good bit of information about Josh Smith, too, is you can have him around for several more years if you want. He's only about to go into arbitration next year. So if you're like, this is the guy that we need that really like clicks the roster altogether, you can absolutely keep him here for four more seasons at relatively little cost.
Four more years.
Now, to go, don't drag me into that. I've had enough problems on this show today.
You have.
To go along with that, playoff teams from last season that you don't think will make it in again this season.
Ooh.
Now, because I know we always focus on like the NFL and the turnover rate that they consistently have year over year in terms of teams no longer making the playoffs and new teams coming up and everything like that. But I wanted to take a look at that from a baseball perspective. Is there a playoff team from last year that you're like, I don't know if I see it?
Well, definitely not the Rangers, Kevin, because the Rangers didn't make the playoffs last year.
I just assumed you'd go right to the Astros.
Dodgers. Oh, yeah.
Look, if the Dodgers don't make the playoffs, that Last Dance multi-part documentary about them is going to be amazingly fascinating to watch.
I absolutely. The Astros are, I mean, Altuve is an outfield playing left, maybe. Like, they're kind of reconfiguring what that franchise is. So I could definitely see. The thing about it is it's tough to find anybody else in the AL West because it feels like Detroit is taking a step up this year. It feels like Kansas City's right back in the mix. New York,
Cleveland's primed to fall then?
Maybe so. New York's interesting because of Gerrit Cole, and that dude's gone. So now you're relying heavily on Rodon and some other guys to do their job.
And you're trying to figure out how far the Yankees fell. For some people, they were the favorite to win the AL. And now without that, like, how far do you fall? Do you fall into, you'll still make the playoffs? Or are you like, nope, not going to make the playoffs whatsoever?
And that division with Baltimore is, I mean, that's a battle. That is a battle of a division. And if Boston's any much better than this year, but Baltimore could be a team that, because of the division, ends up struggling. I think they're going to win plenty of games. They're a young team with lots of talent. But they also, Kevin, are at a point where it's not like San Francisco, but they got to be hitting their heads up against the wall going, what else do we have to do? Every time we get to the playoffs, we fall apart. So I wonder if just getting to the playoffs is something that's starting to get on there in their head. Maybe the Brewers might be a team that I could see falling out there.
Okay.
In the National League.
This is for all of baseball. You're good. So CBS Sports rolled it out like this. The Houston Astros, fifth most likely, followed by the San Diego Padres. Look, I know inherently
they lost a lot.
Yeah, and that division's going to be really tough. Good and division. If you think Arizona is going to continue to ascend with Corbin Carroll and the bunch, then we go to the Cleveland Guardians. That's one of the reasons I was asking specifically about the AL Central. If you think that it looks like the Tigers have gotten better, and if you think it looks like the Kansas City Royals have gotten better, or you think Bobby Witt Jr. is ready to officially take that next step and take over Major League Baseball, I wonder if Cleveland would be one of those teams that would fall by the wayside. But the top two teams most likely to miss the playoffs are, after making it last year, CBS sticks in the American League, and they're going full haterade on the Kansas City Royals. They say, I disagree, Corey. They do not think the Royals are going to make it. But the number one team is the Detroit Tigers.
Dude, somebody just texted in and said Detroit will miss the playoffs.
And the fascinating thing about that to me is CBS has Detroit, Kansas City, and Cleveland as the top three options. I know it's not because they're high on the White Sox. Is it because they're high on the Twins, or they're like, hey, all three of those teams made it, and I think you can count out at least two of the three making it this season? Not entirely sure.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is either. AJ Hinch knows how to coach baseball, though. So,
and to get suspended.
That too, yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to share a note, very sad note. Oliver Miller, the big O, dominant college player at Arkansas. He played high school basketball in Fort Worth. Obviously, he played for the Dallas Mavericks as well along the way. He passed away at the age of 54 yesterday. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where we are having spirited basketball discussions right now. Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing. We'll chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
Distraught.
Sorry.
It's been a tough day for a couple of reasons.
Distraught.
Duke was playing Georgia Tech. Game started at 11. I looked over. It much like the appeal of day baseball. I looked over and Corey said, stop watching the basketball game. Then about 45 minutes later, he looked up at the TV and goes, oh no. Mm. And I looked over, saw Cooper Flagg on the ground holding his ankle. Then in the ensuing 12 o'clock segment, while I was trying to get it all together, I was trying to say that I love Duke.
Sure.
And that is not what I said.
Would you say
prove Dookie? It, Alec?
You say Dookie?
Much worse.
Has he pulled it yet?
I do love
Oh, no.
No, that's that. That's there forever now.
Key bag of the day, yeah, Kevin Hagelin.
So I was going to say, if he didn't have it ready to go, you might just hear it at 2:30. And pretty much the first half of that segment, I just spiraled. Saying that didn't make it any better, and so...
It's beautiful.
So did Corey... Why did Corey tell you to stop watching the TV?
Because he was afraid I was going to get distracted.
Okay. Which was a fair...
Yeah, that is a fair assessment. But then when he goes, oh, no, and looked at the TV, yeah. I got distracted. So... I tried my best. I feel like maybe this was not the best show that I've ever had.
I admire your vulnerability and your willingness to share your deepest desires.
Thank you very much.
That's what we love, you know, just authenticity.
Now, I know your situation was a little different, but do you think this is going to necessitate a talk with my wife when I get home? Because it's a pretty shocking reveal by me right there.
No question.
It's not shocking for the rest of us.
Right. Yeah, yeah, she might want to have a word with you, but I think she's also going to appreciate just your openness and your honesty and your willingness to share.
I like that.
Do you feel like this is a little bit deserved on the flag part because he
100%
the way his mom just so.
So what I said earlier in the show is I go, this is partly on me because I got too overconfident with Wolchuk talking about Texas Tech. But then also because his mom called all the North Caroliners MFers.
And she was doing the on your head dunking, and she was getting after it, which was funny. But, I mean, you got to have some humility there.
Absolutely.
Life comes at you fast.
You talked karma yesterday on the show.
Yes.
And this is instant karma.
I get it. I do. Now, Broadus, I'm curious, when you always reference day baseball, I know that's fun. Does day college basketball do anything for you?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, we've been watching it. The women's basketball tournaments have been really, really good, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, anything to kind of draw you away. What I've been having to do, and I appreciate my teammates very much, with all the signings, I've been able to watch tape while we're doing our show. So it's been a lot of that. My guys have carried the conversations and it allowed me to kind of interject every once in a while. But I've been having to do pro tape while the show's going on in order to have some observations about these players kind of on the spot. But, yeah, any type of day sport's really good to watch.
Y'all's thoughts on the Sandman, Jack Sanborn. I know that one of our listeners has been hoping to manifest this for a couple of weeks.
I think that's Trey.
Okay.
Yeah, Trey has been adamant, just texting it into existence.
And you feel good when you see that the team he was on, their fan base is not
they're
thrilled.
Sad. They're very bummed.
He's a good player.
He's a lunch pail, try-hard kind of guy.
Yep.
Fans are going to love lots of tackles. Hmm. It's amazing that tackles don't cost more. In football, it's kind of what I learned from that one.
Yeah, it's like an $800,000 player, and they didn't see fit to bring him back. And I kind of wonder that, you know. But you get a general manager there trying to do some different things, new staff. You know, maybe they just didn't like the player all that much. But he's kind of an interesting guy to watch just because of his ability to find the football and get to it and make plays. So, yeah, good for the Cowboys maybe taking advantage of something like that.
Could I get a follow-up from about 2 minutes ago, though, Heggy, if you don't
mind?
Yes. When you were talking about communicating and being vulnerable in a possible conversation with your wife, Mrs. Hagelin, she might get real excited.
It's not accurate, but I just wonder if she heard that and was like,
Right. Do you guys find in your life experience that women actually like the vulnerable communication? Because I hear that they want it, but I'm always worried that if I would commit to that, she would think of me as soft and then be repulsed, you know? So I think it's something they say they want, but then yes, they would get the ick.
My mindset on this has been changed ever since high school. When one of my friends, we were in band together and she talked about her boyfriend at the time, who was also a friend of mine, breaking down. And she was mercilessly making fun of him because she was like, he was crying and going, I can't stop. And she's like, it was so. And I was like, okay. So that's
you swoop in there.
Yeah, no, you probably and also you probably shouldn't get all of your Yeah, shut up, Eric. You probably shouldn't make up your mind on all these issues in high school. But That did kind of like change my perspective, and I was like, oh man, she's dunking all over him. There's like Cooper Flagg's mom.
There's a whole section of like female TikToks or whatever where they talk about getting the ick from a dude who's sort of overshared, or maybe he just did it in a very like cryy way.
Yeah,
I think there's probably a more masculine way that you could execute this particular plan, and it would be more palatable for the female ear. But if you cross the line of too wimpy, crybaby-ish, of a sudden now, that could be a deal breaker.
So they're like, you the can't guy that'll break your jaw? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? They'll that just, kind of guy?
Oh. See, that's overstepping. Now
this went aggressive.
That swings the pendulum the other way.
I just didn't know, though, if that's the case. I mean, which way are we going on that?
I think it's the ugly crying is off-putting.
Yeah, we don't sobbing. Like the sensitive guy, but we're okay with the guy that'll just take a straight right to the face with him.
Well,
like
no, I did I say that?
No, I'm just asking.
I heard you say.
I was just asking.
I'm sorry about that. I misspoke.
No, I was just asking what women like. Now, I mean, like they don't like.
Well, I'm not the arbiter for what women like. That was just a random suggestion there. That was probably dead balls wrong.
Are there a lot of those people on TikTok that are like mid to late 30s or 40s doing this stuff, or is it all like pretty young people?
I think it's mostly young.
I just wasn't sure if a 38-year-old was like, I got the ick from this guy.
Like the women that are out there dating.
It feels like
and I get it, first date, if all of a sudden there's boo-hooing going on, that's going to be a red flag.
That's fair.
You're moving on right there.
So you have to communicate and be vulnerable, but not whine.
Not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable. Okay.
It's a delicate balance.
It seems too risky to me. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
So you'd rather just keep it all buttoned up?
I can't negotiate those waters. Yep.
Right. Okay. That is very fair. All right. We asked this earlier. I know it's kind of played out like a lot of us thought, selectively aggressive, everything like that. We've been through a few days. How do you feel about what the Cowboys have done thus far in terms of they have still added some players that I think are quality at positions where you needed prior to the draft?
They couldn't go 2 years just losing all their depth.
Yeah.
Like that's the biggest thing. It's, you know, the players that they got are very, maybe not as good. Maybe in some areas, maybe a little bit better, but you didn't get better at running back.
Yeah.
You didn't, you know, there's probably a wash at defensive end. At guard, you kind of went the same there. They just couldn't go 2 years of just continually losing players. And that's what they had to do. That's why you see seven different guys signed up or, you know, traded for, whatever, because, yeah, they built up some really good depth. They lost a lot of it last year, and it started walking out the building again this year. So they had to do something. They couldn't let it happen again. If they did, they were just going to continue to be a team that is the roster's poor and put too much pressure on the draft. And if they miss from the first round pick again for the third straight year, their team's even worse. So they had to do something.
They've replenished the back end of the roster right now. Maybe these linebackers, Sanborn, maybe Murray,
players,
these guys 35
to 53.
Yeah,
is what they worked on.
Hey, in fairness, and are they really chasing? Does it feel like, hey, we're the smartest guys in the room syndrome a little bit? 100%. Like you're chasing former first round talents that are available for nothing because they haven't been good players, and you're hoping now we can add them into our system and make them good players. But our critiques are you don't sign outside free agents, the trades, all the ways that the Eagles were team building. What have they done in the first couple days of free agency? They have actually signed more free agents than they have in the last few years, and they've made some trades. So will they work out? Are the players they brought in guys that are getting me super excited? No, but just to be fair to them, they have at least done some things to be active.
Seeing what the numbers came in at, would you have preferred the, I know it'll depend on the bonus, but going 2.75 to 3.25 million more for Rico Dowdle as opposed to Javonte.
They misevaluated
Williams.
That one.
I think Rico misevaluated it.
I think they did.
I think that they offered him a deal similar to what he, honestly, more than what he got in Carolina. Rico said, I can get more. He couldn't get more. They pivoted to Javonte Williams. And now in hindsight, it's like, why couldn't you have just signed Rico? But I think it was Rico and his agent that thought they were going to get more money.
So
they thought he was going to get more than six per year.
I think there's two things that they might have misevaluated. I do think they misevaluated the Rico one because they could have done that one a lot earlier then.
They could have.
They could have.
Yeah.
But they also the thing with Jordan Lewis.
Lewis, they 100% did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they messed up those two.
Messed up in terms of, I know
they didn't. They're what they thought the player was going to get actually wasn't what it worked out to be.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggie, thanks so much for asking. How much these guys like busts from other teams? There's got to be some sort of a nickname in there, so I'm workshopping it. I don't have anything for you yet.
Right.
But I think when it does come, it's going to be pretty amazing.
AJ, hey, it feels like Eric's already
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tag team this.
He'll
one.
Be there. AJ Pruszynski's going to join us coming up at 2:20.
Okay.
They were just in surprise there with the Fall Territory crew, so we'll get takeaways from AJ Pruszynski, and Jeff Kolb, Fox 4, is going to talk local sports with us at 4.
By the way, I know there's other things to discuss, but when Bruce Bochy is like, yeah, we might put Jacob deGrom on the IL, even if he's not hurt, and then Cody Bradford, his MRI is clean, but he won't be ready for the start of the season. I have questions. I have concerns.
Hey, Cooper Flagg, negative X-ray.
Okay.
Negative X-ray.
Let's go.
That's a shot.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, tomorrow we'll be live at the Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek. If you want to come see us, or at least tune in, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say it's not the end of everything, Kevin.
I'm feeling better.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.